Alright, men, are you ready to unlock a superpower that'll level up your life in ways you never imagined? Forget about super strength or telekinesis, we're talking about emotional intelligence. It's not some mystical concept reserved for gurus and therapists. It's the secret sauce to navigating relationships, crushing stress, and becoming the best versions of yourselves. And trust me, in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information and emotions running high, EQ is your anchor, your compass, your cheat code. Ever felt like you just don't understand what's going on with people? You know that feeling when someone says something innocuous, but it feels loaded with tension? Or maybe you've been in a heated argument and realized you had no clue what triggered the other person's reaction. Well, my friend, emotional intelligence is here to save the day. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing them, labeling them, and then using that knowledge to guide your actions and interactions with others. Think of it like this. You're a conductor leading an orchestra. Every instrument plays a different melody, but you need to harmonize them all to create beautiful music. That's EQ in action, bringing order and understanding to the emotional cacophony of life. So, what are some key takeaways that can help you boost your EQ? First off, self-awareness is king. It's about taking a step back and honestly assessing your own feelings, triggers, and how those emotions influence your behavior. You know those times when you're feeling stressed and you lash out without thinking? Yeah, self-awareness helps you recognize those patterns before they snowball into disaster. Second, active listening is crucial. It's not just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly understanding their perspective, even if it differs from yours. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Imagine yourself stepping into their shoes. What are they feeling? What might be driving their words? Active listening builds empathy and strengthens your connection with others. Third, manage your emotions like a boss. We all have ups and downs, but EQ is about finding healthy ways to cope with stress, anger, and frustration. Practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation to calm your mind. Find outlets that help you release tension, exercise, creative pursuits, spending time in nature. Remember, bottled up emotions are like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Learn to vent them constructively. Fourth, communication is key. Learn to express your feelings clearly and respectfully, both verbally and nonverbally. Don't be afraid to share your needs and boundaries. And when listening to others, ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their message. Effective communication is the foundation of healthy relationships. Finally, practice empathy like it's going out of style. Step outside yourself and try to see things from other people's perspectives. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, and a little compassion can go a long way. Picture this, you're at work, and a colleague drops a bomb on you, something totally unexpected and stressful. Instead of letting your emotions take over and potentially creating chaos, you use your EQ toolkit. You take a moment to center yourself, breathe deeply, and acknowledge the situation calmly. You then engage with your colleague, actively listening to their concerns and offering support. Maybe even suggest solutions together. See how that works? By leveraging emotional intelligence, you not only navigate difficult situations with grace but also build stronger relationships and foster a more positive work environment. That's the power of EQ in action. Listen up, fellas, this isn't just some abstract theory, it's a practical skill set you can develop right now. Start by paying attention to your emotions, journal them, talk them out with someone you trust, or simply observe them without judgment. Practice active listening in your daily interactions. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to learn and grow. But the rewards are immense: stronger relationships, increased self-awareness, and the ability to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. So, what are you waiting for? Embrace your emotional intelligence and unlock your full potential. Keep those stoic vibes high, men. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom for your daily grind. Catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.